I kind of came into doing her in the post-production part of the process, and so for me, a lot of it was kind of a very isolated experience working with Spike and working with Joaquin, you know, and developing the character with Spike and figuring out what was working and not working, and you know, what he felt the relationship really was missing or needed, and you know, just to, for more than anything, I'm really excited for Spike because it's something that he's worked on for years. It's extremely personal for him, the journey of making the film. It's his first, you know, feature that he's written. It's a child for him in a way, you know, and like all of his projects, I think he works so extensively on. So to be able to see him get all the recognition that he's so deserving of is really a treat for me as a friend and a, you know, as a creative ally. I've literally had the SodaStream for 6 years or something. I bought it and I loved it, and it was great for my lifestyle, and I gave it to all my friends and housewarming gifts and my family, and it's traveled with me everywhere. I take it to every film set. I think the way that the company ended up finding me was that I kept calling them to have bottles delivered to areas I didn't know where I could find the carbonated bottles, and then they'd tell me where I could go to the store there. And so it's just been a kind of, it's like a fateful meeting. And it's a product that I believe in. It fits my lifestyle. And I think it's, you know, it's hard to find a kind of partner in a brand that you really, that you stand behind. And I think that there are environmental initiatives, there are health initiatives, and the kind of lifestyle aspect of the product, how you can make it, kind of tailor make it for yourself, just really fits me well. It's a product I feel proud about, you know, being the face of. And like I said, I use it every day.